chat.
Now, celebrity endorsement scams have actually been around for a few years, but it's this latest generative AI version that blurs the line between fact and fiction. Scammers are being given a shiny new toolbox of tricks to use to fool you, from fake videos to cloned celebrity voices to elaborate false news websites to try and lure you in. James Purtill is the ABC's technology reporter. He's been investigating this issue. James, you sort of see them on Facebook. I kind of get Twiggy Forrest. I get David Koch. I get this regular kind of roundup of sort of well-known Australians advertising things like nefarious Bitcoin operations and things like that. Which other public figures are most likely to be used by scammers for fake product endorsements?
That's interesting you get Andrew Forrest, because he actually represents just 1% of the celebrity endorsement scams reported to IDCare, the national charity, last year. The main one is Gina Reinhart. She accounted for 20%, actually 19% of that total. The other big ones were Elon Musk, David Koch, Carl Stefanovic, Richard Wilkins, Dick Smith. Interesting thing is these scams actually follow the whims of public attention. So last year during the Women's World Cup, Sam Kerr's media star rose, and suddenly the scammers started using her for their celebrity endorsement scams.
That's interesting, because many of the names you listed are sort of known for their entrepreneurialism, notwithstanding some of the media people you mentioned. So is there a connection with people that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs themselves or something?
I think so. I mean, Sam Kerr, her one was an investment scam, and it was actually promoted by a fake Carl Stefanovic. So, a lot of the scams that we're seeing are investment scams, often in crypto. They kind of get rich quick. You know, this is the news that the government doesn't want you to know. That's the main kind of scam. And then the other one is health products. And that's what we saw recently with Dr. Carl, a scam that was pushing a blood pressure pill that could do everything from controlling insulin to lowering cholesterol.
I can't believe they've got to our good Dr. Carl. Who was responsible? Do you know who was behind the Dr. Carl fake ads?
Yeah, and as I dug into this, I felt so sorry for Dr. Carl, because this is someone who's built a career on facts and science and is now seeing scammers who he doesn't know using that reputation to sell products to unsuspecting Australians. It's a bit of a nightmare. So I looked into who was behind it all, and it was really hard to find out. The Facebook accounts that are running these ads, they're hacked, or they're recently set up and they don't have any identifying information. The websites are run by third parties and you can't find out more. I did find two Gold Coast companies that were sort of associated with this, at least with the product and maybe with the ads themselves. And I was able to track down the directors, although I wasn't able to contact them. And I passed on all that information to the competition regulator, the ACCC, and the TTA, which regulates therapeutic goods in Australia. And the TTA says, it is looking into this. It's aware of the situation, although it wouldn't say if it was actually investigating. That's what we did. And we were able to speak with Meta as well and get them to take that content down.
Yeah, so Meta's response, presumably these scammers are paying for the ad space on Facebook. So where's Meta's responsibility in all this?
Well, Meta's got a huge responsibility. And we know that there is a lot of these scams out there. It said that in the final quarter of 2023, it took down over 600 million of these fake or dodgy accounts globally. I mean, that's a huge amount. The researchers looking in this area say, Facebook is playing, or Meta, I should say, is playing whack-a-mole with these scams. It, as soon as it takes one down, another one pops up elsewhere. As soon as it takes down a dodgy account, another one pops up. We don't know how much money Meta is making from these scammer ads. We know there's hundreds of thousands of these scammer ads on its platforms, on Facebook and Instagram. We know all of those ads are paid for, but Meta, doesn't reveal how much money it's making from it. So a lot of the researchers I spoke with said that would be a really great first step, is just to know how much money they're making from it.
I understand a Meta spokesperson from a company said it was attempting to use a mix of automated systems and human reviewers to identify and remove content or accounts that violate policies. So is it a case that these AI-driven kind of scammers can move faster than their either human or automated systems?
Yeah, that's exactly the case. And an example of that is, you know, Meta has something called an ad transparency library where you can actually search what ads are running on its platforms. So days after Meta said it took down all the fake Dr. Carl ads, I went on there and I searched for his name and it came up with more fake Dr. Carl ads. So in the interim period, the scammers had just, you know, opened a new account or hacked a new account and published more of the fake Dr. Carl ads. So in that case, it looks like its automated system wasn't working very well because I was able to find those fake ads very quickly. And that's a story that we hear a lot from other researchers looking at other scams.
We've seen the ACCC take Meta to court over alleged misleading conduct for publishing scam celebrity crypto ads on Facebook. Recently, Andrew Forrest launched civil proceedings against Meta in California, where the company has its global headquarters. This case was to determine if Meta was liable for allegedly publishing and not removing thousands of fraudulent ads featuring Mr. Forrest's image. How likely is it that Twiggy Forrest will win this case?
It all hinges on something called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That's obviously a US law. And that says that the platform isn't the publisher and it's not liable for what's published on it. So it's like the newspaper delivery person isn't reliable for what's in the newspaper. Now, there's an argument now that Meta and Google and their ad targeting systems are so sophisticated, they're not just delivering content, they're actually targeting users with that content in a very specific way. Mm. And that argument could be made to overturn that exemption from liability.
As Richard in Canberra says on the text line, I keep reporting celebrity scam investments to Meta. They follow a very clear pattern, yet Meta keep allowing new versions. James Pertill is the ABC's technology reporter. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.